The CDC people in particular have been the one making threatening statements about me at some polling center. I've said that they were going to burn my home. In fact, they had hate messages on their FM station, King FM, which had a whole lot of threatening statements that they were making about me. Somebody called me, my attention to this. I listened to part of it. And what I did was just to register to the police that this is a threat that I don't want to take lightly. So on the basis of that, I got some security protection. But, Jimmy, I think the bottom line here is that we are doing what we are convinced is the right thing. And those who want to come to power, they think that by using threat, they will intimidate us as chairperson of the Election Commission. I think they are missing the point. We'll continue to do what is proper because we have put a system in place that is so transparent to the extent that we do not check ballots. Ballots are checked on the spot.
Mr. Frumonya, all indications are that there were many problems associated with this first round of the by-election. How prepared are you for the second round?
We are prepared, though there's a limited time, but we have been able to identify, you know, some of the shortcomings that we experienced in the first round. We have taken some corrective measures to ensure that there will be no repeat of what happened. One of the major factors was the deployment aspect of the exercise, which we had planned for 3 a.m. in the morning of Tuesday. But we realized that there was some breakdown in that arrangement, and there was a delay, which was responsible for the late opening of some of the polls. But this time around, we believe we have to deploy during the eve of the election instead of trying to do that at the morning of the election.
Mr. Bode, as you can recall, in 1997, Mr. Frumonya did support President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf in her bid to become President of the Republic of Liberia. Again, in 2003, when the Accra Peace Agreement was being cast, James Frumonya, the current chairman of the National Elections Commission, was on the international wire supporting and serving as chief spokesman for President Sirleaf to become interim chairman of the Republic of Liberia after the departure of Mr. Taylor. So I just think that the National Elections Commission chairman is being paranoid. Nobody has threatened his life. And policy of the CDC people of civility, they have no intention or objective of threatening his life.
Now, so why do you think your party did well in the first round, and what are your chances going into the runoff?
Our victory is a result of the frustration of the Liberian people against the government. This regime, as you are aware, Mr. Bode, and the international community, they've manifested their inability to fight against corrupt officials of government. In fact, that's what on our legislative agenda, we want to carve a legislation that all corrupt or less corrupt officials of government, when they are charged, this offense will become a non-bailable offense in Liberia, like the issue of rape and that of armed robbery, because you know armed robbery is a non-bailable offense. Rape is also a non-bailable offense. So we think that corruption should be a non-bailable offense.